Welcome. This is a little sample of my 2020 meditation program, Trust Your Journey. So every day I'll be your wingman and I'll tell you stories and help you get to a peaceful place where you can just have a pause. So take a moment right now to push back from whatever you're doing. Get comfortable. If you can, if you want to, close your eyes. So I recently spoke to a friend who has a new baby. You know how that goes. He's tired. He's beyond tired. And this friend asked me the question, when does this get easier? And I told him, you know what? I just asked a parent whose kids are a little bit older than mine that same question. When does this get easier? It's the same question everyone's asking all the time in business, in marriage, in healing. When does this get easier? So I might have told you how I lead these events around the country called Drinks with Your Elders. And one time there was a young person in the audience who asked that question to a 90-year-old elder. They said, does some of this stuff get easier when you get older? And the elder said, that's the wrong question to be asking. You'll be asking that question your whole life. It doesn't get easier, you get stronger. So whatever you happen to be going through right now, your particular challenge, work-life balance, and you're totally worn thin by life, or maybe you're just really impatient and quick to snap at people only to feel badly about it later, or maybe you're struggling to see the meaning and the purpose amidst all the busyness, the question to ask through it all, how can you grow stronger? So let's practice that together. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. What's the hot spot in your life today? What's the most challenging thing going on for you right now? And I recently saw this speaker who told a story about the hero's moment. It's a moment when you decide you're not going down. And the speaker talked about how in every military unit, there's someone who embodies that. They never give up. They never go down. The speaker also cited the example of the New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning playing in the Super Bowl in 2012. And before Eli Manning completed this miraculous pass that basically won the Super Bowl, he was almost sacked. He almost went down. If Eli Manning goes down, the Giants lose the game. But he refused to go down. It's the hero's moment. You're going to bounce back and rise up. And we all need a hero's moment every day. We see that resilience in your physical posture. So sit up straight, shoulders back, heart open. Now take a few deep breaths. When you're in touch with your breath, it symbolizes the healthy flow of energy, love, compassion. When your breath gets blocked or shallow, no bueno. So we recently lost the great American mystic, Ram Dass. You probably have heard about Ram Dass. He was this Harvard professor. In the 1960s, he traveled to India. He was told there's this amazing holy man in the mountains. And so he visits this holy man, and he tells this story where someone asked the holy man, how do you meditate? And the holy man closed his eyes. He got real quiet. And a few minutes later, tears rolled down the holy man's cheeks. And then he said, lose yourself in love. If just for a moment in your day, you can do that. Lose yourself in the breath, in the moment, in love. So sitting up straight and breathing deeply. That's the combination. Resilience and a great love. That's how we grow stronger in any given moment. So just for a few minutes, let's follow the breath in, follow the breath out. Follow the breath in, follow the breath out. And if your attention wandered off, just come back to the breathing. Follow the breath in. Follow the breath out. When you face your challenges, it's not, when does this get easier? It's, how do I get stronger? Sit up straight and breathe deeply. So every day in this new year, in this new decade, let's find the strength to rise up and the love to move forward. And together, let's trust. Trust the journey. We begin on January 20th. Until then, peace.